Radio Prague News.
President Klaus says he would be against a minority social democrat government supported by the communists. The government has voted to send a Czech army anti-terrorism unit to Afghanistan for the second time. And a record 600,000 cars were made in this country last year. President Václav Klaus has said he would be against a minority social democrat government supported by the communists. In an interview in Thursday's Hospodarskoye Noviny, Mr. Klaus said he had made his opposition to such an arrangement clear when appointing previous governments. But senior social democrat Petr Vicha said the president had no constitutional right to block a government and that it was strange he was setting conditions 6 months before elections. The government has voted to send a Czech army anti-terrorism unit to Afghanistan. A spokesman for the defense minister said the contingent would be similar to one sent to the country 2 years ago. It had 120 members and was under United States command. Meanwhile, a 30-member Czech army medical team has returned from Pakistan, where they'd been helping survivors of a devastating earthquake which hit the country in November. The returning soldiers brought with them 10 Pakistani children in need of specialized medical care. A record 600,000 cars were made in the Czech Republic last year. Almost 500,000 of those vehicles were produced by Škoda Auto, with the rest made at a plant opened by Toyota and Peugeot Citroën last February. The Toyota Peugeot Citroën plant has the capacity to make many more cars, up to 300,000 a year. A similar number could be produced by Hyundai if it builds a plant in Moravia. A decision on that deal is due by the end of this month. The Minister of Education, Petra Buskova, has opened a new lecture theatre called the Masaryk Hall at the School of Slavonic and East European Studies in London. Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, Czechoslovakia's first president, made the inaugural address at the institution when it was opened in 1915. Sparta Prague Football Club look unlikely to sign the former Czech international Tomáš Řepka after Řepka's English Premiership club West Ham United hold talks on a possible transfer. Defender Řepka says he wants to join the Czech champions so as to be with his family in Prague, though his contract at West Ham runs for another year and a half. Finally, the weather. Temperatures should remain around freezing point over the next few days. It'll be partly cloudy with some sunny spells. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find more stories on our website, but for now, that's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. My name is Peter Smith. Coming up, new statistics reveal an encouraging decrease in the number of fatalities on Czech roads. More in a moment. And Prague honours Mozart 250 years on from the great composer's birth. And in Panorama, Jalka Halková visits a dog grooming salon. Don't go away. The Czech Republic has one of the worst road death records in Europe, but this week there was some positive news, with police announcing that the number of road deaths in 2005 was 7% less than the previous year. In all, 1,127 people died on Czech roads last year, the lowest number for a decade and a half. Robert Šťastný is the head of the Ministry of Transport's Road Safety Department. He discussed these positive developments with Ian Willoughby.
It is the second year of decrease. We hope that this tendency will go on. It's a result of combination of different measures. Police is more acting on the roads. There are prevention activities, especially awareness campaigns, promoting speeding, promoting using seatbelts, child restraint systems.
What about, I've been reading that one factor could be that more Czechs now have new cars.
Yeah, it's true. Of course, modern technology in vehicles improve road safety. I think that fact is not so strong at that time, but it will be more and more important.
This is the only country in which there are more accidents now than in 1980. Is that because more Czechs have cars?
Of course it is, and very different cars. It's a problem of Eastern Europe, I think. Not only Czechia, but also Poland, Hungary or Slovakia have a very similar problem, that the discipline is lower, because in communist time it was very strong enforcement, and cars are more stronger, more fast. And the number of vehicles on roads is several times higher. So, of course, it is worse.
What's interesting is that the number of serious injuries is also down, but the number of actual accidents is slightly up. It's 1.4% up on the previous year. How can you explain that the number of deaths is down, the number of injuries is down, but the number of accidents is practically the same?
If we have fatalities, it's a very clear number. But number of accidents is a question what is monitored and what not, because in our law, not every accident must be called to police. In past time, people solve it themselves, but now a lot of people is afraid of some problems with insurance companies, so they are calling police. So the number of evident accidents is higher, but maybe it's not about reality.
These figures are positive, it's good news, but in general the Czech Republic still has relatively high numbers of road deaths. What more needs to be done to improve that situation?
I think that on the first place is enforcement. Experience of other countries such as France, but also Austria or Latvia shows that it has sense. During this year, from the middle of this year, will be valid new law about stronger enforcement and new rules. So we hope that it will help to other improvement. So I think enforcement is very important, but also awareness and information of people. We have, for example, problem with the safety of children passengers in cars, and we must persuade parents that it's totally necessary to use child restraint system.
Robert Szczasny there, the head of the Ministry of Transport's Road Safety Department, talking to Ian Willoughby. A final decision is expected to be announced shortly on a huge foreign investment in the Czech Republic. A Czech delegation is on its way back from South Korea, where it's been finalising details on plans for a major Hyundai assembly plant with an annual capacity of 300,000 cars. The Korean carmaker seems almost certain to choose this country, and several sites in the eastern part of the Czech Republic have been prepared. David Vaughan spoke to the auto journalist Lyle Frink about the project and asked him what's at stake.
What's at stake is $1 billion or €1 billion investment and 15,000 jobs.
So this is a pretty massive deal.
It's a very massive deal. It's been pretty much kept under wraps. The story was broke by Automotive News Europe a couple months ago. What's interesting is how fast it is developed. Another interesting facet is that I think the Koreans already have decided what they want. They're just now going to negotiate and get the best deal they can on investment incentives before they conclude it.
And the example of Slovakia is well known, where a whole deal was scuppered pretty much by rows over the site and trying to buy the land. Is there a danger that this can happen in the Czech Republic as well?
There's always a potential for a screw-up somewhere. But this time the Koreans were hesitant, or they specifically delayed on announcing that the deal was done until the Czech government had secured the entire 200-plus hectares for the site.
And so that is now definitely available, a site ready, and they could start building tomorrow if necessary.
Yeah, the ground's a little frozen and hard to build right now, but yes, there are plans for the Noshovice site, and the government has over 200 hectares in hand and is now paying off the landowners in the area.
And we're talking about Moravia, the eastern part of the Czech Republic, where there is still relatively high unemployment. This would be a huge boost to the economy there, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's a huge boost. 3,000 jobs will be directly at the factory, and an additional 10,000 are expected to be in suppliers around the region.
And when are we going to know for sure?
The director of Czech Invest said that it would be probably by the end of January. I would expect something this week, next week.
So we really will know whether or not this plant is going to be built and at which of the sites prepared in the Czech Republic.
Right. The Koreans are known for wanting everything yesterday.
David Vaughan was talking to the auto journalist Lyle Frink. 2006 is the year of Mozart. The composer was born 250 years ago, and numerous concerts, festivals, exhibitions and celebrations are due to kick off all around Europe, most notably in Salzburg, Vienna and Prague. Organisers here, in cooperation with the City Hall, Czech Radio and Czech TV, have put together an ambitious project including concerts, live broadcasts, films and exhibitions that will be held throughout the year. Jan Bellinger has details on Mozart Prague 2006.
You are the greatest composer known to me.
The character of Antonio Salieri there in Miloš Forman's seminal Amadeus. Talking, of course, about Mozart. In 2006, the name of one of Austria's most famous sons will be repeated here again and again. 250 years after the great composer's birth, Czechs, like their Austrian neighbors and many other Europeans, will have a unique opportunity to rediscover Mozart's work. The Austrian composer always had a special place in Czech hearts. I asked Roman Bielor, the director of the Prague Spring Music Festival and program director of Mozart Prague 2006, to explain Mozart's Prague mystique.
There's a list of things to be mentioned, but among them, the most important things are undoubtedly the fact that two Mozart operas were premiered in Prague at the end of the 18th century. And, of course, the most famous of them is Don Giovanni, but very often even the Prague people are forgetting that there was the other one, the second premiere. It was La Clemenza di Tito. It was premiered here a few months before Mozart's death.
There was a little bit of a controversy now. You brought up the fact that you were asked by another journalist why Czechs were putting so much effort into celebrating an artist arguably not their own. Yet many Czechs do feel that Mozart has a special place in their history.
Undoubtedly, because Mozart was very warmly welcome here in Prague, and the tradition of his music in Prague is extremely strong. He was very successful here. When he died, there was a funeral celebration or commemorative mass here in Prague that was not comparable with what has happened at the time in Salzburg or Vienna. So we may say that we might be proud that Prague has accepted Mozart the other way than the others. And in fact, Prague is symbolizing also in larger measures Central European cultural space. And Mozart is its integral part. And we are happy to share the heritage of all these authors, like Viennese are sharing the heritage of Smetana, Dvořák, Janáček, and other really Czech or Moravian authors.
In his short-lived but brilliant career, Amadeus visited the Czech capital on three important occasions, and many sites connected to the composer will naturally figure strongly in Mozart Prague 2006. The famous Berchamka Villa, where his children played, as well as the Estates Theatre, where Don Giovanni was first performed.
Premiéra Dona Giovanniho se setkala s ohromným úspěchem.
The first concert in Prague is this week, and the list over the whole year is simply too long to even summarize. For that, visit the festival's website, mozartprague2006.com. That's all one word. One last project is certainly worth mentioning, though, the upcoming premiere of Martin Suchánek's Adieu Mozart, a documentary film written by Zdeněk Mahler based on Mozart's three visits, which, as far as I could tell from a short clip, bears a number of visual references to Forman's Amadeus. Mozart Prague 2006 director Jiří Hubač.
The original Amadeus was a film that had an enormous influence. Not everyone agrees on the believability of the story, but there's no question several generations were positively influenced to discover Mozart's music. The first few years afterwards, all recordings of Mozart were sold out. Adieu Mozart, written by Zdeněk Malá, who also collaborated on the original Amadeus, bears some similarities, but essentially focuses on Mozart's time in Prague. So far, response has been good, and we hope the film will be a fitting brother to Forman's film.
The words of Jiří Hubáč, the director of Mozart Prague 2006, ending that report by Jan Bellinger. Well, I guess it's the sign of an increasing wealth in a society when people start to pamper their dogs. And I can certainly tell you that my local pet shop in Prague 6 offers more quantity and variety than does my local store, would you believe? Well, in keeping with this relatively new trend, Jarka Halková visits a dog grooming salon in Panorama.
On my way to work, I meet about five of them, and there are usually a couple more traveling by bus or tram. Dogs, the favorite Czech pet. Their popularity has been growing steadily at all levels of society. These days, just like cars, they tend to represent status and reflect the image of their owners. Wealthier dog lovers don't hesitate and splash out on doggy clothes, high-quality food, or even special hairstyles for their beloved pooch. Good for dogs, even better for dog salons, which used to be quite unknown here. Now they are catching up with Western, especially American fashions, offering Czech customers better services.
Who let the dogs out?
Tady jde hlavně o majitele taky jako tím přístupem, že v Německu tam si lidi nedovolí s neostříhaným pejskem chodit po ulici, tam taky nějak jde i o takovou tu prestiž.
It all depends on the owners. Dogs in Germany are just like their owners, who look after themselves just as much as after their dogs and front gardens. It's all about prestige and image. A dog has to have style. Go and have a look at Czech front gardens, mainly messy. Just like Czech dogs.
Tady u nás, kde vidíte, jak vypadají zahrádky, tak podle toho vypadají psi.
Says Martina Koudelková, owner of the Oliver Dog Salon. Martina's four dogs are lazily walking around and are happily showing off their exceptional haircuts. I am sure this salon would be a good choice for my dog. If I had a dog, that is.
No, já už jsem dostala prvního pejska v 10 letech a byl to pejsek, který se musel stříhat.
I got my first dog when I was about 12 years old. It was a breed that needed trimming, so I had to start myself. It was close to impossible to find a salon back in the communist days. I got my first scissors in Austria. They were a big treasure, and I started experimenting on my dog. It didn't take long, and I was approached by a few people who wanted their dogs to look as good as mine. At the age of 15, I had my first clients.
Takhle postupně objevovali první zákazníci a to mě bylo nějakých 12-15 let.
Martina has been running the salon successfully for 10 years. She has also been successful at international dog grooming competitions. Her clients are of various breeds, sizes, with or without a pedigree. While some are delivered by taxi, others cheerfully walk in with their elderly owners. As I enter the room, I am met by a distinctly doggy smell. I am greeted by two middle-aged ladies who help Martina to wash and brush the dogs. Today's top client is 5-year-old Archie. Oh, that is a lovely, big, white, wet dog, I say. But Martina frowns and puts the record straight. Archie is a white royal poodle, dearly loved by his owners.
Bude to takový ten moderní střih na běžný vlastně chození na krátko.
His owners asked for a modern style, a bit shorter than the ones you see at shows. It's so much more practical. I will start shaving the parts around the tail, the bottom, the face, the paws and all the places which get dirty very quickly.
Se vlastně i střihají u publička nejvíc.
While Archie is getting his shave, I walk out of the stuffy room to get some fresh air. I'm to talk to Zlata Hospodárová, Martina student, who would like to start her own dog salon one day.
No, volej pak jako třeba trošku ruce, když není člověk zvyklý, že jo? Jedný ruce fén.
Your hands hurt after an hour and a half of brushing. You have to hold the dryer in one hand and the brush in the other, Zlata tells me. Eager not to give a bad impression, she explains that there are pros and cons to every job. She comes to the salon to learn and to find out if she has the talent needed. If I fail to set up my own salon one day, at least I will know how to trim my own dog, Zlata concludes. And I am back in the room where Archie has been standing patiently on a table for more than 2 hours. His thick fur is gone and I can finally see his eyes. As he turns to look at me, or more likely at my blue microphone, I can almost hear him saying, "Look at me, aren't I beautiful?" Unbelievable, my very first talking dog. Sorry, Archie, I should add my very first talking pedigree dog.
Teď jsme ostříhali strojkem vlastně veškerý partie, co se...
So I've shaved all the body and it's time for the scissors now. I will use these long bent scissors. They're much longer than the ones used by hairdressers who have to be careful not to cut their fingers. I wouldn't be able to get the right natural shape of the body without these long scissors.
Aby se zkrátila ta srst, která na té nožičce je.
Explained Martina. The icing on the cake is the crown on the top of Archie's head. It has to be just the right shape and size. He's, after all, a white royal poodle, and you don't mess with royals.
Who let the dogs out?
Krasavec Archie, ano, se ponese hrdě, protože je rád, že bude krásně ostříhaný. Přijde majitelka a řekne, no ty seš krásný.
Now, when Archie's owner comes to pick him up, she will definitely say, oh, you're so beautiful, Archie. And he will immediately realize that something is different. He will feel that he is clean and beautiful and he will show off as if he was at a show.
A pak na to reagujou pokaždý, když jdou ze salonu, tak se nesou.
Martina praises Archie, who is suddenly getting restless and tries to jump off the table. He has had enough of the belt, which hangs from the ceiling in a loop underneath his stomach, back to the ceiling. It is now high time to show off. Encouraged by the previous impression that Archie is a dog that can talk, I go for my last question. This time not to Martina, but Archie himself. Archie, what do you think of your new image? Well, well, well. Don't judge a book by its cover and a dog by his haircut. However beautiful, Archie is just a dog. Excuse me, Archie, a pedigree dog.
Jarka Halkova there, ending that report about the life of a dog grooming salon here in Prague. And if any of you have any dogs out there, you'll be rest assured, of course, if you come to the Czech Republic, you can give them a nice trim and short back and sides. You'll be well pampered here should they come. Anyway, that's it from me, Peter Smith, for today here on Radio Prague. I will give you our contact information. Please do write in any hints or tips about dog pampering as well. They are welcome. The address is Radio Prague, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. And the email, of course, english@radio.cz. Do go to our website as well. Lots of information on there. The address, www.radio.cz. And there are links there for the other language services as well. From me, Peter Smith, until next time. Bye-bye.
Jako křísačně z brásky narodil se z lásky psí. Tak za něj dík, jenže ze štěňátka vyklubal se zkrátka fík. Maxi pes fík, drželi jsme dlouho půst, aby mohlo mládě růst. Všem však zmizel úsměv z úst, když pak spadla rapec, jak na ní kec. Skrz křoví a zítku vlík mě na vodítku ten. Maxi pes fík, nedbal na frizuru, tím šokoval kůru fen. Maxi pes fík, a když prvně dal mi pas, jako kdyby slon mě plás. Zdravý kořen, krev a mlík, to je fík. Ví dobře, jak pustit můj magneťák, zná oka Ben, inteligent. Vím, když mě ryt, co tím chtěl asi říct. Jsem Maxi pes, kdo je víc. Slupne, na co přijde, jen se pomazlí, jde spát. Maxi pes ví, když je někde louže, hned se v louži klouže rád. Maxi pes ví, s rodokmenem rázně plát, řek si budu podvraťák. Kliděs pes i vítečník, jenu fík. La 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 la.
Máme rádi zvířata, 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 protože jsou chlupatá a mají hebkou srst. Ukousne vám prst, 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 prst. Chybuje ten, kdo lvu z krstu, můžeš svou ruku podat.
I když máme 10 prstů, každýho je škoda.
Máme rádi zvířata, 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 protože jsou chlupatá a mají hebkou srst.